Very good morning.
Good morning.
You changed the locations for the Russian bell meditation for the Sunday, right?
Actually, yes. I felt like I want to take the sound out in different places in Oroville. And for me, the most important thing is that the sound is in the international zone. Somehow the bells came as a response for my calling for something in the international zone. And now I have made two programs. 11th of March it was in Tibetan Pavilion, and 18th of March it was in the International House, the ex-American Pavilion. And it really feels different. Before, I used to play inside the building of the Unity Pavilion, and frankly speaking, the sound is too loud for a closed building. So now it's a very bold experiment of mine that I take the instrument outside. It is also quite a difficult job because its weight is more than 100 kg. So I don't really know for how long I can continue this experiment unless I have a team of helpers. But so far in March, there will be totally three programs outside. The last one will be on the 25th March at the town hall opposite the cafeteria. And
at 4 p.m., yeah?
At 4 p.m., yeah, this Sunday, 25th March. And I hope the resonance will be beautiful between the buildings. Yeah, it's the peculiar feature of this instrument is this long, long resonance. Actually, if you strike one bell, especially the big bell, it can give sound up to 10 minutes after one strike. So, in fact, it is the longest sounding instrument so far that I know.
10 minutes, that's long, yeah. For quite some time, you were having meditations in Unity Pavilion every Sunday, yeah?
Actually, the instrument came to Oroville on the 22nd December 2007. We made our first program in the Unity Pavilion when the bellmaster was still here, the bellmaster who made them. And since the middle of February 2008, I started giving regular open sessions with the Russian bells in the Unity Pavilion. First 2 years, they were happening twice a week. And lately, I changed it for once a week on Sunday. That was the most comfortable schedule for me and for people to come. And, of course, it's a big adventure for me because when the instrument came here, I was the fan of the instrument, but I knew very little of playing it. And so along the way, I had to learn. And my idea was actually that people come and they play together this instrument because it provides this opportunity. It provides the place for people to meet in the space of sound without words, without knowing each other's languages, just around something beautiful and aspiring for harmony. That was the idea, and it still is, and I see how it's developing. So since I'm learning playing, I learned playing, I don't know, it's still learning. So I see the feedback of people. I have actually collected more than 350 feedbacks in 10 different languages, and it's very interesting to read because for everybody without exception, it's a very deep experience. So once I'll prepare the web page, I will
publish a book.
I'll publish a book of feedbacks.
Yeah, and through this, who were the most frequent visitors, or the visitor? There were some who were keep coming back, or there were guests, or mostly Orwellians.
As in the majority of Oroville activities, guests are the most the most active part of Oroville. Of course, because they have much more free time than Orovillians. The active Orovillians are usually the ones who work in at least in five projects, and then on Sunday they'd like to take a day off. So it's
more or less, yeah.
So that's how it happened, that the guests came. But from year to year, people got to know me, and people, regular visitors, they were very happy to come and meet the bells again. Even I got a feedback from one guest from Sweden. She said, I would love to come and stay in Oroville because this sound is here. Mm-hmm. It was very interesting.
That's really touching. What the bells are made of?
The bells are made of brass, and we have one big aluminium bell. And so we also have four stone bells, but we have no place to put them. So it's just in the storeroom. They're rectangular. They're all rectangular shape. This is basically the patented invention of the Russian bell master Alexander Zhikharev, and it's all about proportions, secret geometry, and I really don't know this stuff well, but I get the feedback from also many renowned musicians from all over the world that they come and then they're just fascinated with this, that it's a kind of a miracle, a marvel, a very unique instrument. Mm-hmm. So this season I got such famous visitors as Marc Villa, who is a French pianist and who toured about around the world with his piano. So then I had a couple from Australia, Kim Cunio, leading Australian composers, and his wife Heather Lee. They came and it was a very beautiful moment that suddenly they were in the audience and they came out and started singing Alleluia with the bells. And it was so strong that I really cried, because it is something that I really wished for, that this instrument is for uniting people in the aspiration to manifest something beautiful. And Kim Cunio actually came twice, and the second time he started playing, and after 5 minutes getting to know the instrument, he started playing some kind of Bach music or something really, really powerful. And I also have a friend from Turkey, Tugay Bashar, and he comes at least 4 years, and the first day he comes to Oroville, he rushes to the bells, and he plays them, and then he takes out his flute, the Turkish flute, Sufi flute, Ney. And we had also quite a few sessions with him, as Ney and bells and voice. He also sings very beautifully. So when he's there, the audience is really participating, and we had like singing with the bells together and almost dancing. And there are some more Turkish friends.
But I believe these sessions, although they are probably supposed to be the same ones, but they are very much different. Yeah, that depends on the people. The audience supposed to actively participate or just listen?
Actually, after 4 years, I came to, so to say, a structure. When first I introduce the sounds, then I take a pause and I introduce the instrument for a few minutes, and then I actually do a little performance that's about 20 minutes to show what I know of the instrument, of how it can sound, what it can produce, because it's a lot about the rhythms. So it is something that rhythm and resonance that produces a really magical effect on people, because as the scale is a natural scale, and the vibrations are vibration of a natural material, of metal, and so once you listen to these vibrations carefully, you kind of catch up the natural rhythm. And it is quite obvious when you catch it. Then you see people start enjoying and relaxing and going deep inside. So this is the experiment. And then after the little performance, I invite people to play the instrument. So it's half-half.
Mm-hmm.
And
many do or not?
Actually, I'm surprised that it depends on the... each time is different. But if I would be in the audience, I would rush to the instrument and didn't stop, you know. but also people are shy sometimes, so... I get very, very beautiful moments when just people approach the instrument silently and start relating to it, like acknowledging that this is a kind of wonder. And just one, two, three, four notes, one person takes, the other is helping, and there is a kind of dialogue that is born between them. And then in the end, after like 5 or 10 minutes, they say thank you to each other, they ask each other's names, and then they realize that they're from different parts of the world. So these are very beautiful encounters.
So this Sunday, in front of La Morgan on the plateau, yeah, between the buildings at 4 p.m.
Yes, I cordially invite all of you to come.
Thank you, Vera.
Thank you, Vera.